couple rolls.
Okay.
For any of your friends.
I'm going to say this first roll.
What are you implying? Of course Edith's just Tiffany's friend.
Yeah, exactly. No. Just friends that you want to, like, hold and kiss and, you know.
Then let's see how this goes. Oh, no. Okay. Interesting.
Please tell me that's something that we wanted a high roll on.
So you make it back to Finzon. And, fascinating.
Stop saying that. Don't just say fascinating.
I would take good. If you take good, would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
My girl's being pulled in three different directions at once.
You get there, and Ida is there and walking up from a street. You get there, but is coming from somewhere.
I don't have time for that. I pull up beside her and say, get on.
Ida's very sweaty, looks a little damaged, in fact, but is like, okay, yeah. Whew. Gets on.
Hold tight, we gotta go fast.
Clinging to you. Heart is racing, holding on very tight to you, looking behind her as you're going. You just feel her head swivel a few times, even when you're out of the city. And
I will be asking about that on the bike, since we do have, like, a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, what are you asking? How are you asking it?
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great.
You sure? You seem a bit, out of sorts.
Give me a empathize.
Position effect.
Position is controlled. Effect is limited.
Okay.
Yay.
Five. All right. Hey. So it is a mixed success on a limited, but it is controlled. So I think what she says, I almost think this is a gather information. I know I didn't tell you it was a gather information before, but if you want to ask a question from your list, I think that might be very helpful in terms of how I think Ida answers this.
To some degree, I think, I get one question and a follow-up, right?
Yeah, one question and a follow-up. Mechanically, yes, but I'm going to sort of use the question to frame, because you said, is everything all right? I'm going to answer that, but, you know, what question are you looking at? We can talk it through.
I'm looking at either what are you really feeling or what are your unmet needs?
Uh-huh.
Like, somewhere in between the two is what I'm getting at. Like, what's going on? What, to some degree, implicitly, what can I do?
Ida is, you can feel sort of panicky, sort of stressed. You've seen Ida in the lab stressed, and the way that she's like clutching, she's like clenching her fist, you can feel wrapped around you, is like, you've seen this in the lab when she's just frustrated and in a rut about, like, what is going on with the data, like, when she's unsure of something. And what the unmet need, I'm sort of answering both, but not really. But the unmet need, I think, she says, I needed to grab something real quick.
Okay, what did you grab?
I wanted to get something for you.
Oh?
You can feel her sort of nervous, in fact. Give me a perceive.
Yay! Position.
I think this is a controlled great. Yeah.
Controlled great.
I think based on what this is, I think if you succeed, it would have a great effect, maybe not in what the game thinks is a great effect, but what I think narratively is a great effect. And to me, I think that's what matters.
That's fascinating. Let me remind you that my perception or my perceive is zero.
Yeah, it's controlled though, so it's fine.
Oh yeah, I know. It's just Tiffany super doesn't know to push herself.
No, so it'd be amazing if you did. So let's see.
Yeah, the odds of success here are very low. That's what we expect from Tiffany. A pair of twos. Yep.
Good old Tiff.
Do you have anything?
No idea.
Someone has something about rolling a pair. Is this right? I feel like I'm remembering this.
It's probably Anya.
This is not
Anya,
true,
but...
I think. It's probably Anya.
It's not me. I'll okay.
Say that.
Hold on.
Your
what were you
breath?
Rolling
huh?
again?
I was rolling.
Is perceiving stars? No, it's not. Never mind. Okay.
Well, it's just when you're rolling
stars
itself,
yeah,
not you're rolling anything within stars.
Yeah.
It's when you're in a group action, you may count multiple sixes from different rolls as critical success. But there was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah. But the outcome here is you don't see what Ida is grabbing, but you see what does Tiffany like to do in her free time when she's not doing research?
I think she likes to make music.
You hear a ripping noise and you look down and you see Ida slip something into your pocket, like a folded up piece of paper. Kind of hard to show you while we're going really fast. But here.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I guess I'll take a look when we're on our way back.
I mean, I'm assuming you're on the bike at this point and like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And ripping along, yeah. Like as fast as she can go.
Again,
34,000 lives are at stake.
Yep. Yep. Any further questions of Ida?
Not really, if she's seeming still very tense.
Very tense. Very tense. As if waiting for something.
Tiffany will, like, get the sense of there should be some way to relax her. I don't know what it is, so I'm just going to word vomit in the hopes that I stumble upon the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this.
I don't know what exactly she says, but, like,
yeah,
she will talk
no,
the
we don't
entire
need to.
Ride.
Yeah, you just start talking for, like, 15 minutes. Finally, you get back. And you get off. You could look now. The wind isn't whipping by you.
We need to get on the ship now and get in the air now.
Yeah, you do that. So. You approach the ship. Gish isn't there. You can start to see sort of lights appearing on this ship that weren't there before. It's almost like slits have opened up and light has come up. In fact, you see that light is not just going from the ship, it's almost extending down and into the ground around it, almost like a root system. And you can see, no, you can't. You're not ascended. But you just see this light that's glowing coming out of the ship further down. Again, really looks like what if a tree was a piece of technology.
I'm just waving my hands where I thought I saw Gish waving. Their hands, just trying to get in right now.
You hear a voice say, unknown user. And then you hear another voice come down, which is Gish's, and you say, oh, hey, you're here. All right, I'm opening the door, and the door slides open. No one's there.
Okay, and Tiffany just goes in.
You go inside.
This tree can fly through space.
Yep.
I have no expectations for what's possible anymore.
You are running down this hall. You have nowhere to go. Actually, you do know where to go because you start seeing a light leading you. There's like this light on the floor that's like lighting up as you're walking. And it's like giving you your path. I think you hear Gish's voice over these speakers, which are not radio waves because there's no crackle. They're very clear. This is not like your walkie-talkie. And you just hear Gish say, follow the lights and you'll get to the lab.
I grab Ida's wrist and we move as quickly as we can.
Ida is also seemingly just shocked by what she is seeing. No longer tense, just everything forgotten. Just this is astounding.
Oh, yeah.
This is literally alien technology to you. This is what we would think of as like a futuristic spaceship, right? But when your technology is walkie-talkies and you have an artificial intelligence on your ship, it's sci-fi. It is sci-fi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they showed up and were like, hey, we're here to help your planet, Tiffany had a moment of, huh? And everyone just kind of rolled with it. And she went, I guess that's what we're doing now and has been rolling with it ever since.
Yep. You get to the lab. It is a bunch of screens and you see a picture in... No, it's not a picture. It's an object, but you can see through the object, but Gish goes over and interacts with it, and then it changes. You see a different object takes its place, and Gish is just moving things around. This is a hologram. You have no idea what that means. Like, you don't know what you're seeing. We would know that it is a hologram that Gish is interacting with, sort of waving in front of screens, touching other screens that are responding to the touches, is running from one side to the other, trying to get things ready. I think you see on one screen. You give me an analyze roll.
All right. Position effect.
Controlled standard. Double fives. All right. You start to look at these numbers and like they're different units, they're different portions, but you're starting to see like the shape of the numbers. Like you're starting to see data that you've seen charts. Like, if you rearrange some of these numbers, the proportions would almost look like the same to what you've seen in other data. And you're starting to piece together how to read this. You're not, you know, you don't know what these units are, but it's like, oh, well, if you have it compared to this, you are, and oh, that must be this piece of data. So now if I'm comparing, okay, so this is what this unit scales to. What does it mean, though? How is it related? And you're, you know, spending some time slowly, you're piecing it together. And the thing that you see is what they said is true. You start to see this cloud front. You almost see this like satellite view. You have no idea what a satellite is. You see this like satellite view of the area. You just see a cloud front that is just a donut shape. And you see a very, 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 very small. You see a little dot with like a label on it that says Find Zahn. And then you actually see another dot that you presume Gish put there recently, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't make sense, is it says Tiffany's group. And it looks very close insofar as clearly this is a very zoomed out image. I don't know if we have digital photography. I don't think there's digital photography at this point.
I wouldn't think so.
No. And you're just seeing and you're really seeing the clouds like close in around it.
Okay. Definitely alien. Can we get moving quickly?
Yeah. Normally Leloy's the captain and handles this, but we're all trained to be able to pilot it. Theoretically, it's just been a while. I just wanted to make sure we had everything ready to go just in case anything bad happened.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Yeah.
You might want to strap in. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the...
Yes.
I think leads you into a different room. At this point, presses a button, a door opens, slides open, gets in, holds the door open, and waits for you and says, get in.
Tiffany weird moves metal quickly, door. But is... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tiffany moves quickly, but is definitely looking back into the lab with a yearning that is just obvious for all to see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll be bringing Ida with her as well.
Yeah. Ida also is, like, looking fascinated at these screens, and you feel a little bit of resistance at first just from someone who's, like, fascinated. And then, of course, the realization of, yes, we have to go, and follows you. Into this box. You get into a box. The door closes, and things start to shake. You see numbers lighting up, and the door opens up again, and the surroundings are different. You get out. Gish runs over to a seat that you see more screens. You see sort of a panel looking out over the prairies. You're very high up now. You are way higher up than you realize. Like, you ran up probably some stairs, maybe some ramps and whatnot to get slightly high. You are at the top of this thing, if not like three quarters up. And you can see Fane Zahn. You know, like, the higher you are, the further you can see into the horizon. It's very far. But you can see it because of how high up you are. You can also see how far down the everything is. It's probably terrifying. I don't know if anyone in this world has been this high up. It's a big ship. You are almost at cloud level.
Oh, wow. So we're like...
Yes.
Top of a high mountain looking over a sheer cliff face high.
Yes. I think the description I was looking for earlier was, you know, the world tree in like Avatar / Korra, where it's like, it's giant.
Big tree.
Yes.
Big, big tree. Probably bigger than that. I don't know how tall that one is, but really this is the impression that you should be getting from this. What if that tree was a piece of technology?
Sorry, but is the tree horizontal or is it vertical?
Horizontal. It's
vertical.
Yeah, it's vertical. It's up. It is like a tree.
How did people in Fainza not see it?
Great question. I mean, it's small. Like, compare, if you were looking into the distance, you might see a little speck.
It's so tall.
It's so tall.
Big tree.
So Gish goes and sits down, presses some buttons, and then waves hands in other places. Things light up. Systems turn on. You start to feel a rumbling happening. And Gish says, you're going to want to sit down. Here, put on your seatbelts. You don't know what a seatbelt is.
I mean, presumably I can see a weird belt thing next to the seat.
Yeah.
So I'll assume that's what it is.
I think Tiffany's.
Though I have no idea how to operate it.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't. I know we have hover bikes that go really fast. I don't think you have seatbelts for the hover bikes. I don't, you know.
No way.
No, bikes don't tend to have seatbelts.
No. And I don't think anything else goes quite as fast. Nor are there really roads in this area.
How?
Like
I'm holding a seatbelt as I'm sitting.
Swivels the chair. Turns to you, takes the thing, holds the other thing, clicks it, does her seatbelt up, looks at you, huh. Raises an eyebrow, and is like that.
Okay, Ida, you can do that yourself, yeah?
Hers is already done.
Awesome.
You start to feel, Gish is sort of saying these words that you don't really understand. Gish is like, well, normally we would have to go into space and use escape velocity, which means that we would need enough propulsion from the planet in order to break the orbit. And usually we'd have more of a trajectory. However, we're going to make sort of a half cut into time so that we can generate enough force to split the space around us so that we can move.
When this is done, you're explaining all of that to me.
And so what you're seeing is that the ship isn't actually rising. As you're feeling the shaking, it is like a vibration. What you're seeing is the world around you. You see the clouds outside of you freeze, stop moving, and then you see them sort of swirl in a way where it's not just them swirling, it's the whole view outside swirling until it's just one big dazzling bunch of colors. You are feeling a little sick even. Give me a defy roll. Just to see.
Cool.
If,
I'm
just
gonna puke.
Just a fortune defy roll.
Puke.
I'm gonna puke and not mind. effect limited,
it's a,
I assume?
It's a fortune. It's, I mean, I guess it's kind of bad, but you know what I'm going to do if you fail this.
Yeah, again, I have zero in this.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think this... Yeah, okay,
yeah,
two.
Puke.
You puke.
Puke. Somewhere Argus feels like he's going to puke.
Ida's fine.
It's like, damn, I feel
Ida
sick.
Ida looks a little sick, but doesn't puke.
Go Ida.
And you, the
is there, surely they have like bags or something nearby, right? Like,
do you know what they look like?
I mean, I know what a bag, I like when I feel sick, I am going to look for some sort of something to puke into rather than just spew.
Maybe Ida has a bag. I don't know.
I will ask Gish.
Yeah, you throw up in something and Gish looks horrified and is like, I'll clean that up later. And the world begins to materialize again. And it, you know, you're so high up that you're just seeing clouds again. It begins to, like, the world rematerializes. And then things click into place. And then things start moving. You look outside and Fainzon is not there.
What was that?
We're here.
Oh. Where went?
She is already unbuckled and going down the elevator that you came
okay.
up in.
Okay.
Ida is on her heels. Ida actually comes over to you, saw that you were sick. Ida comes over to you and is like, hey, Tiff, here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that was,
wasn't great.
Looked neat, though.
That it did.
Need to find out what's up with that. And also, I guess, see if it happens every time.
Gish calls to you, come on! And Ida,
I'm coming.
Ida pulls you. You get in the elevator. You go down all the way.
While in the elevator, I am going to check the thing that was put into my pocket.
You pull a piece of paper out. It's folded up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll unfold it and take a look.
It's a drawing of you listening to music on a peaceful day.
Oh.
Tiffany looks extremely confused.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We're on an elevator. Like, we have seconds.
Yep.
So we'll look at Ida.
Ida smiles at you, like, kind of like, I hope you like it. And then the door dings and it opens and Gish runs out and Ida awkwardly moves past you and follows.
Tiffany, as soon as the door chimes, we'll fold it back up, put it in her pocket and be out the door. Yeah.
You go outside and you're here. You're here. The 5 hours that you traveled were done instantly. You also see a bunch of people there's hubbub you're not quite in the middle of the community, but a bunch of people are.
A tree just appeared.
Yeah, a tree just appeared.
A really, really big tree.
In the middle of a prairie
just
where the shrubbery is sparse, if not non-existent. And you can see that there's like a group of children forming that are just staring at this thing. There's like adults trying to get them to move back.
Do we have leadership? Like, who is in charge or like closest to?
I imagine there's like this idea of trying to think about like communal non-hierarchical autonomy where like people can make choices but they're still given the information, so there isn't really a single source of information, but there's probably like people probably have like a meeting place where it's like, if you need to talk about something right now, we're gonna meet here. Anyone who wants to come
can
come.
I go in a dead sprint to that.
There's so many people here right now. Everyone is like, what the fuck is happening?
Are people listening to me or are they talking loudly?
Give me a express with advantage. Roll two.
So bonus die?
Yeah, roll plus one.
Position
controlled great. Effect great. Position controlled effect great.
Bonus die. I am going to push myself on this one because this seems extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's a six.
Five, a one, and a six. Yeah. But you take the
that
six.
That pushing myself was important.
Tiffany, you find the highest thing to climb on, and you, what do you do?
I will, I think, pull out something. Like, I think perhaps when people are taking the bikes, there'll be some tool that makes an extremely loud noise for in case people get separated.
Mm-hmm. An air horn, like, basically, like the equivalent of an air horn.
Like there'll be flares and there'll be an auditory equivalent,
there'll be
like an air horn or some sort of cracker or something.
You're saying just an auditory. I thought you for a second you were like flares and I'm like, wow, okay.
No, like there will be flares to try and get people's attention visually. And then
there will be flares. Okay, all right. Yes.
I'm not using it.
Oh,
I'm not using one, but they have
that's
them on the
was,
bikes.
Okay.
And then also
so you're using the sound equivalent.
Yeah, like a loud cracking sound to try and get everyone's attention on me.
And I think it gets a lot of people's attention. I think it gets enough people's attention. You start seeing Lev in the crowd, like, shushing people. Mads is also, like, getting people's attentions and pointing at you. And this crowd of, like, 1,000 people is just looking at you, waiting. Listening.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so lots of news. As you noticed, a tree, a really gigantic, technologically advanced tree just appeared. And it brought me with it because there is a storm coming very quickly tonight. You know that Ida and I are meteorologists and we study this and we are here to say that it is coming and we need to move in a very orderly fashion. Gish here is the person whose tree it is. And Gish, you are currently checking for safe places to put everyone, right?
Gish runs back into the tree.
Okay, Gish is now finding places. Everyone, let everyone know that we're going to have to move in a controlled, orderly manner into hopefully some caves that we're looking for a solution. Do not panic. That will cause more problems. We've been through these sorts of things before. Just remember what we've drilled. Storm drills are not, like, they exist for a reason. Follow the protocol.
All right, you got a 6. You heard a bit of, like, worry when you said a storm is coming. Like, ripples of whispers sort of took over the crowd, but you got their attention again. And you start to see some key players who you recognize from going out and gathering stuff, who are probably the people who are good under pressure, start to help people, start to decide who's prioritized in terms of boarding this tree. Not many people are asking questions. A lot of people look confused, but you're starting to see that people are trying to pack up. People who are trying to pack up, you see some of these people coming around and be like, hey, you need to leave that. Only take what is necessary, like take the bare minimum. You're not going to be able to pack up your stuff. You realize your lab is here. You realize your lab is set up, and you realize no matter how fast you move, you will have to leave some stuff. Do you go to your lab?
Uh-huh. I will go to the lab to grab all of the data that I brought with me.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the equipment, all the heavy setup stuff, that has to stay.
All right. You basically spend the time doing that. You, as you're moving through the crowd, you actually, for a moment, Lev stops you and is like, Ida, that was really good.
My name is Tiffany.
Jesus Christ. Wow, I'm tired. Lev goes up to you and says, whoa, yep. Tiff, that was amazing. My name is Tiffany.
Thanks.
You're like a natural born leader.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Nah, dude. You might be the reason we're all alive. Good job.
Say that after everyone survives.
I'll make sure to say it. And like gives you pat on the back and like, you know, gives you cousin hug and then like friendly, like push you off into the direction you were running.
Tiffany looks utterly perplexed,
mm-hmm.
but she's moving way too frantically trying to get everything done.
Do you feel the fact that you just controlled whatever, you made something happen, you just got everybody to do what you wanted. Do you think about that at all?
Time later, mm-hmm. like, frankly, we're still very much in the mentality of we are still looking for a place to put 34,000 people.
Yeah.
We don't have it right now.
Yeah, no.
So until everyone is safely settled, there is no time to feel anything.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think as you're doing this, we can probably cut back to Anya and Argus and Lloyd. You're having a very normal dinner. Archie looks at Anya.
The total whiplash in this episode is incredible.
I love
it.
I love it. I love an A plot and a B plot.
Like everyone frantically running around, 34,000 lives at stake, an awkward dinner.
Except, like, they're both A plots, but for different reasons. One's an A plot in like a political intrigue show. One's an A plot in an adventuring show.
What we have is the episode plot and the season plot.
Yes, that's so real. There's no B plots. Archie is looking at Anya and says, so tell me about yourself. You're friends with Argus, the time traveler. Lloyd looks at you and goes, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we are friends. Listen, who are you?
I'm so sorry. My name is Archibald, but my friends call me Archie.
Okay, Archie. Listen, I'm Anya. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Anya. That's a great name. Ugh.
Sure. So is Archie, honestly. It's a cute name.
Oh, flattered.
I like your hair, by the way.
Thank you. I like your hair.
Get it? I'm like that little...
Time to marry the fascist.
I'm like that little, like the little bunny behind the big buff bunny. Now that you're here, I'm like, you know, emotionally hiding behind you while you protect me.
Yeah.
The extrovert has arrived.
Twice Hooray! As wide as Anya, probably buff Anya, big bunny. Okay. Did you know Argus was a time traveler, by the way? Like, out of character.
Oh, fuck no.
I don't know. Argus told you.
No. And, that is amazing. I love that. Thank you. That's going to be...
Sorry, Lou just posted the bunny thing in chat. I am going to keep this in. It's great.
Please do. That should be the subtext for this, the subtitle for this episode.
Great. Yeah.
Anya turns to Argus and says, hey, why don't you catch up with Lloyd? And I want to hear, what is this that, and turns away from Argus and sort of like shoves him with her foot. It leans into Archie and Archibald, because not actually a friend, and says, what do you mean time traveler?
Archibald just looks at you as if in like sort of like a little bit of surprise of like, oh, they didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Did I tell him?
I thought you trusted them.
Did I tell him I could travel in time or that I could see the future? Because I feel like...
Future. He's extrapolating. He's just saying things.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He doesn't. Here's the thing. I should have made you roll for that, actually. But I'm just giving this to you. It's like, he's essentially just going to call you a time traveler because you can see the future.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to tell you why, actually.
Gotcha. All good. Uh-huh.
If you want to know, you have to roll for that.
Well, I want to know, and I'm fucking asking. So, what do you mean, time traveler?
Archie says, I'm so sorry. I thought you trusted them. I thought they knew.
Well, we do trust each other, but I just want to establish
I didn't mean you didn't trust each other. I just...
Oh, don't worry about that.
Argus is so forthcoming.
Terminology, right? Like, yeah. Well, he's a little peach, isn't he? But what are you referring to specifically?
I don't feel like it's my place to say. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Fucking hate this.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Tell me about you, Archie. What's up? What's new? Who are you? What do you do?
Oh, well, I try and make the world a better place. You could call me a bit of a philanthropist, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. We do too. Actually, Archie, why don't you take Lloyd? And we're here to pick someone up, so y'all can take care of that. But
who are you? Looks at Lloyd. Lloyd says, I'm Lloyd. I'm from Aphonia.
Well.
This person goes, well, you're from where?
Sorry,
what?
It's a town. Wait. Like, it's one of the towns that we passed on the way here. You don't have to worry about it too much.
No,
we just kind of pick up.
A different planet.
Can I kick him?
Yeah.
Can I kick Lloyd?
You kick him under the table. And he goes, I'm Planet Airy City.
They're constellation based. They use those as navigation tools rather than, you know, how we use our land maps. It's one of those cultural differences. But honestly, they're just here as my emotional support friend. And we kind of go everywhere as a group. When we lost track of Argy, we figured he was
Argy.
Around
oh,
here.
Can
somewhere.
I call you Argy too? That's a great name.
No response. I am.
Well,
fine.
No, that's kind of like the pet name between the two of us. So.
Oh, no, I wouldn't mean to overstep. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay.
We'll have our own name.
It's all
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Having special little nicknames is the best part of forming a bond with someone, right?
So, Lloyd, tell me about this planetary city. Lloyd is looking at you kind of like, if you want to know what they're thinking without really saying anything, I think you got to give me an empathize.
Sure. Yeah, we've got an empathize. Is this still risky?
This is a risky standard. Yeah, risky standard.
It's always risky when you empathize with people.
So true. Especially in front of a self-declared
philanthropist. Yeah.
Philanthropist, that's, yes. Yeah. Four. You realize that Lloyd is like, this isn't why we, like, not saying this, but is like, this isn't why we came here. We need to find Frin. We need to somehow leave this situation. The problem, the consequence of this is Archie sees this interaction and just goes, oh, sorry, I wouldn't mean to keep you from each other. Is there a problem?
Well, it's just, we stopped by, one of our friends got detained, kind of like your fantastic guards were trying to do to me earlier, which, you know, thank you for stepping in and sorting that out, but...
Well, I mean, I'm sure your friend wasn't detained because you, I mean, being friends with someone who's detained, that would mean you are probably a criminal.
Right, like coming over here and trying to find Argy makes me a criminal too, huh?
Argos isn't a criminal.
No. So if you're saying that I'd be a criminal because my friend is a criminal because my friend was detained, then that would mean that Argy would be a criminal because I was detained. Granted, you stopped that before it could go wrong.
You weren't detained.
But yeah, I know.
You're a friend of Argos. You'd never be detained.
Okay. Well, all I'm trying to say is... Yeah, no, I think it was just a misunderstanding. We just need to collect our friends. And,
what is your friend's name?
Frin?
You see a look cross his face for a moment. Oh. What did you say your name was? Turns to Lloyd. Lloyd. And you said you were from Aphonia, a planetary city.
No, no. It's pronounced Eponia. And it's a constellation settlement, so I can understand the confusion that they use a different language, so the dialect kind of gets a bit muddled, but...
Roll conceal.
Use one of my links, I don't know. I'm also about to lie, if that helps at all. Zero dice. Yes!
You don't have
yes,
to!
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, that's a 6 and a 5, but you have 0, so you take the 5.
It's fine.
This is a risky standard. Sorry, I didn't say that, but you're right. You put it in as risky standard. It is. You see that Archibald says okay, like lets it slide, but you see that he doesn't believe you, but he's not gonna press you on it.
I'd like to grab Archie's right. arm. Am I beside him? Like, where are we? What's our seating arrangement?
Yeah. I'm imagining it's Anya, you, Archie at the head. And then Lloyd sort of across from you.
Yeah, okay. Archie, it's very important that we get Frin for, like you said, the greater good. And then he kind of does a fake whisper, like kind of a stage whisper towards him. He's like, I just know that we need him. And I kind of want to lie that I've seen, you know, some future bullshit that I... Like, he needs to, there is something to do with Frin that he needs to be out of jail for things to go well for Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Roll an express. You're trying to use words with an agenda in mind.
And
this is a.
Yes.
Risky standard. This is a risky limited. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to use a link now that I have my
I'm going to use a link
here.
Yes.
Yeah, are you trying to use a link to change it to standard effect?
No, just to give me a plus one, because I'm at a minus one right now. Or a whatever.
You're at a zero. Yeah.
So what is again?
May I clear two stress when you do that?
Oh, no, but that's sun.
I don't think you're clearing stress.
You're not clearing stress?
That's only when we roll stars.
If you use a link, it would be to clear stress to then push yourself.
Oh, no, I think it was use a link to give yourself... Oh, no, you're
sorry,
right.
It is
you're
to
right.
Clear
I see what you're saying. Sorry, you are... I see what you're saying now. Yes. Who are you giving the extra stress decrease to?
Isn't that only when we're rolling stars?
No. They are separate effects.
They are separate effects.
Gotcha.
The bonus to stars is only when you're actually rolling stars for resistance, not for when you're rolling one of the abilities under stars.
I also would like to spend a link to give plus one D.
Can okay, I?
That one doesn't Argos? Clear stress.
That's fine. I just want to give him a bonus.
So I'm using.
Okay. You can take one stress to give another player plus 1d.
But I'm using
that's
the link.
That's true. You could do that too.
But does that give me 2?
Yeah, I'm
these
spending
are,
a link.
These are
yeah.
different stack. Things. Okay, so here's what so, you can do. So you can yeah. spend a link to clear stress. When you clear stress, you can then push yourself to basically gain the same amount of stress. But because you've cleared stress, because you have an ability, someone else also gets to clear stress. Now, someone else can spend a link to give you plus 1. Separately, someone else can also no. spend 1 stress to give you plus 1. So those are different things.
Okay.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Spending link, you can grant plus 1 to an ally's action.
And I can
that's
stack
right, yeah.
those things.
So I'm not here, so I can't do teamwork because we don't have
Shoot.
The ability to do teamwork across distances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, but I am.
and so I presumably also can't spend a link to give you a bonus 1d.
I think links can be spent at any time, regardless of distance.
Okay,
it's like
do you
bonus,
want, I mean,
it's like teamwork actions that
thing,
can't be done.
But I'm the one using the link, mm-hmm. and I then do a thing with the link to give the bonus, and if I'm not here, I don't see how I could do that.
It's representative of like the time you've spent together.
And, I mean, this
like,
is my link
we've done
person,
this before,
maybe
like
we
you
can
were...
kind of argue that.
Is this not setting up a teammate?
That do you want to do a setup action? That's a separate action.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That's so confusing.
I mean, I'm just trying to give Argos as much bonus as possible. I've already spent a link, so
yep,
he gets a plus 1d.
This is a separate action, just so you know. So you could push yourself on it. You could take a poison promise. Someone else could spend a link on you. Mm-hmm. How are you setting Argos up?
I am spending a link, and this whole thing has been... I think Anya's like, I mean, yeah, you know, if we don't get back soon, we're going to get in trouble.
So this sounds like a conceal. This is a lie.
No, it's not. This is not a lie. It's just not for the right reasons.
I'm the one lying.
What? Why would you get in trouble?
Because we're going to have a storm that destroys our camp.
I don't think that changes
All right, that's
whether
fine.
You have
that's
friend
fine.
Or not.
Yeah. Are you saying there's a storm on Wildville? Okay, right. Because that's the first I'm hearing of this.
No. Okay. No. Although I guess I could.
It's okay. It can wait.
You could say that.
I think I'll just... Anya says, listen, we're running out of time. We really have to go. If we don't get back soon... First off, Tiffany is going to be in a much worse place. But we need Frin. Without Frin, our people are going to be in danger.
Give me an empathize. Set up empathize. This is just a setup roll, so it's a risky standard. If you fail, you get separate consequences. If you succeed, you face the same consequences as the other roll.
This is probably a bad idea.
All right. So you don't give an effect, and you are going to face the same consequences as the other roll. I said that wrong before. So you are mm-hmm. sort of tied into this next roll's consequences.
Okay.
That is now. Fine.
So.
Yeah.
You have a bonus from me from that link as well.
I've.
Just. Yeah.
So now we're back to the first one yeah. we were talking about.
And it's empathize,
I'm so sorry.
You said, or conceal. Or sorry, express.
Express, yeah.
So, okay. Once again, I'm pushing myself. I get a plus 1d. I'm getting a
yep,
link.
So you're at 1. Mm-hmm.
From, I'm getting a link from Anya. Or uh-huh. whoever, which is a another plus 1d, right?
So you're at mm-hmm. 2.
I can't think there's anything else that I would get. Let me do a really quick check of my little fancy abilities that are so bullshit. Use your impossible knowledge to persuade someone. Can I do Dark Omen here? Even though I'm lying?
Ooh. How do you do Dark Omen?
Well, it's when I try to persuade someone, and then if a fate I warned of comes to pass... I get XP.
What's the fate that comes to pass that you see?
I think the way I express it to him, I say, we need Frin, or else many people are going to die. Is that the greater good that you have been telling me about?
All right, you get a plus 1 level effect, and hopefully for you, you don't get experience on this because you
yeah,
only get
I don't,
experience
I don't
if, it
want
comes
that to happen.
If it comes to fruition.
And when we say
so
many
take,
people,
greater
okay, no, okay. So what's the position?
So that's better position. So I think that
sorry,
was
effect
a,
level. So position
yeah,
stays
level.
Risky?
Sorry, so that
Or
that was a risky limited, so I think you're at a risky standard now.
Risky standard.
So you're at a +2 risky standard.
Yee-haw. Let's go 5. Right? Yeah.
Ooh, I saw that too. I was worried. It's a 2 and a 5. I think something interesting happens. You see this fate come to pass in the future. You almost, in like another time, feel the force of this storm take you. This is like one of the branching realities where you stayed behind, maybe, and you are still touching Archibald. And when you have this vision, Anya, you see, I don't know how Argos reacts. Argos probably goes blank for a second.
Yeah.
How do you normally react to this? You see, Archibald also.
Yeah, I think in the way that I flicker when I'm transcended, like maybe there's just something in my eyes. Just like that kind of flickering of the pupils or something that Anya catches on to, but it's not that noticeable.
You see this, and you see a horrified look on Archie's face. And you see serious deliberation. And then he says, "Give me 1 second." He disappears.
No! Am I still touching him? Or I guess not anymore.
No, he took his hand back.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
You have like 60 seconds before he reappears. Do you do anything?
I just say, we need to be very careful about what we say. Or no, I guess Anya already knows that. We're talking carefully. I think I'll just say, where's Tiffany?
Tiffany went back to camp. We need to go now. Things are getting serious, and we need Leloyd and we need Frin to get out of here as fast as possible. Argos?
Yes.
Your new friend, whoever they are, needs to let us go now.
I think the last thing I say before he comes back maybe is, he is not my friend.
And he reappears, and there's an extra person with him. And Leloy goes, Frin, holy crap. Frin looks beat to hell. Frin does not look good. Frin is a small white guy with snow white hair. Snow white, short, wavy hair that looks really messy, unbrushed, wearing an eye patch. You can kind of see, like, has a bruised jaw. Arms are sort of, like, also bruised and whatnot. Is, like, holding one of his arms, like, in pain. Archie, totally ignoring this, says, let's go. Let's go. We need to stop this.
Anya gets up, rushes over to Frin. Doesn't say anything, just hoists them onto her shoulder and says, okay, come on, and heads right for the door.
Can you give me a group defy action? Who's leading? It sounds like Anya.
Which I get a bonus for.
This is a desperate standard. I will say if... All right.
I don't like seeing...
And Argus?
Fuck me.
Five of you are getting up to leave. And as you get up to leave, Archie says, hold on. And then the room explodes.